So, Steve, how are you looking ahead of this game health-wise? How is the shape of the squad?
I'm great health-wise.
Good to hear.
And the shape of the squad is good. We'll see more from training today. You know, we get two or three that we're waiting on: Fricklington, Newell, Mattock. Hopefully they're all in a position to train today and be involved tomorrow.
Mm. Are you encouraged by the fact you've got that first league point on the board?
Yeah, I think you always want your first goal. We did that, of course. You want your first clean sheet and you want your first point and your first win. So, and if you can win 3-0 on the opening day, you say, well, I've achieved all three. So, but we didn't do that. So we had to dig it out the other night. The game was as poor as a spectacle, as we all know, for 65, 70 minutes. And then we'd see afterwards that there's a lot of games like that in the Championship. Mm. There's a lot of games that weren't great. And there was a lot of draws. I think 5 out of 7 matches were draws as well. So it's a tough league. But we had a bit of spark in the last 15 minutes, played more like ourselves. Maybe unfortunately not to go and win the game in that last 15 minutes. But I don't think anyone would say that over 90 anything other than a cheer of the spurs was fair.
Given the way that Johnson, Clark, Harris played in that game when he came off the bench, is he very much in contention at all to start this one?
Well, he's in contention to be involved in the matchday squad. Last Tuesday night was the first time he's been involved in the matchday squad, because simply he didn't deserve to be before that. And I said it publicly, didn't I? You know, Johnson, Clark, Harris playing like that is you know, why we brought him to the football club and what he's capable of. But he needs to do it more consistently. I've just explained to other parts of the media, Rob, is that you have to train as you play. If you go and watch the big football clubs train, it's no secret when you get to the likes of Real Madrid, where I've been and watched them train, or Marseille, these clubs, and you watch their players train at such a level, it's no surprise when you see them be outstanding on the Saturday. What you don't see is you don't see players be very poor in training and suddenly great on the Saturday. It doesn't happen, and it's all about preparation.
What other decisions have you got to consider going into this game? Because QPR obviously form a Premier League side, and while every game is tough at this level, this is especially difficult, this one, isn't it?
Well, the golfing resources is there for everyone to see. I don't need to talk about the golfing resources. They're deciding whether to sell Matty Phillips for 10 million and Charlie Austin for 15 million. There's a difference in the resources. They went and signed two lads from the Football League out of Swindon and Luango and Gladwin that we tried to take way before they become even probably known to Queen's Park Rangers, but we couldn't get the deals done because we couldn't agree the fees, and probably would have been a struggle for the terms. But so they've had a mix and match what Chris has done there. We scored, but he's got some real quality in attacking areas. If you look at the boy Matty Phillips, and you've got the boy Cherry on the left, you've got Luango off the striker, because they'll play with one striker like 90% of clubs do in this league. Mm. Despite everybody wants to play with two at this club, but you know, it would be nice to be able to get no worry about it and play with two, but if you've got two strikers up the pitch, you need to get enough of the ball to get to them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because invariably when you go to a team like this that's got a real bit of quality in their side, shape's important, isn't it? You've got to get that right, and you've got to kind of have that complement of players in the middle, players at the back, and also you can't have an isolated front, can you?
Yeah, it's very tough, you know, but you'll look at, you know, I watched Queen's Park Rangers be poor for 60 minutes at Molyneux, but fantastic for the last half hour. And the one thing that was common in that is Charlie Austin was up there on his own, and it was how the quality and the level of support they got to him that made the difference. Hmm. And we went down to play Nottingham Forest, who had one up front. We played MK Dons, who had one up front. It's, you know, it's the way of the league, isn't it? And it's the way of, if you get the football, you have a chance. But we need to have a point of difference. If we've not got sometimes the quality of player that some of these clubs have, we need to have a point of difference.
On Charlie Austin, a lot of talk about him since the summer about a potential move back to the Premier League. If you were a Premier League manager, Steve, and you had a spare 15 mil kicking around, would he be a target?
Yeah, I'd buy him. I thought he was a superstar in the making when I seen him at Swindon. He scored against my team then and caused us a lot of problems, and I just thought there's a goal scorer stroke front player who has everything in his locker to move. I've seen some issues this week about people getting involved and saying he's no fit, he's got a knee this, he's got a knee that. He didn't look to have a knee to me at Wolverhampton Wanderers in the last half hour, I can assure you. He scored a goal, and he looked very, very impressive.
It's a great place for players to play. I mean, I've been at Loftus Road and the atmosphere has been terrific. I suspect it'll be like that this weekend. But can your team go there, knowing that the expectation is all on QPR, not just to win but to do well this year? Can you go there and use that to your advantage?
Well, Queen's Park Rangers win, and nobody in the country will blink an eyelid, will they? No one will blink an eyelid. If they draw, they might blink once. And if they get beat, they'll blink three times. So we can go there and try as best we can to make sure we get enough of the ball and make sure we can play in a way that allows us to win a football match. There is no pressure on my team, none at all. You know, we're not expected to get anything, but there's internal pressure. There's pressure in the dressing room, there's pressure inside the football club where we put pressure on ourselves to get something from every game we play. And we really look forward to going there. I know there's a tribute to Stan Bowles and we'll respect that and honour it. And what a fantastic football he was. I suppose there'll be a lot of Queen's Park Rangers fans around the ground wishing that Stan Bowles on the pitch. I'm glad Stan's not on the pitch, you know, because he's that good. So we'll honour that tribute as you'd expect, and we'll try and win a football match.
When a club brings new players in and changes the shape of the squad, it's not the kind of thing that you can just gel and have that chemistry in a pre-season. It often takes a few games, Steve. Do you think that your team is still, you know, the best is yet to come from it? Perhaps in a few games' time you might hit that peak.
Well, I think the best is yet to come because it is a new group. But listen, I you can't be oblivion to criticism, and you can't be oblivion to when things are said as to working out in your head whether that's right or not. But I hear people say that fullbacks are weaker than what we started the championship with. Get a grip, you know, get real. You know, it's and I look at my central defence, and it was an area where we conceded a lot of goals last season, you know, and so we're working hard to change that around. And over the time, you have to prove a point rather than talk about a point. I think the other areas of the pitch, we've still got a lot of work to do, and people have still got points to prove, but that's why they're here.
Do you think that the Rotherham supporters in general, most of them, understand the challenge that is facing your club this year? Or do you think it's just sort of the small minority who've asked questions like you just mentioned there of your fullbacks? No,
let me be absolutely clear. The supporters are always entitled to ask questions, and they're always entitled to have an opinion. I think the large majority, if not nearly all of them, know how tough it is for us. They read the BBC, they hear the BBC, they hear the news bulletins when Bristol City and Burnley are paying £9 million I think Leeds United are making a multi-million pound signing today. So you look at all that stuff and you say, well, they know. The supporters, I've always said, are good, honest people, very similar to Glaswegians, and in the back of their head they know. So last season there was a mentality that every point earned would be grateful and every three would be a great day. And I think Chris Poole used the words last year that a point in the championship for an experienced manager is a good day, 3 points is a great day. And I think our supporters in the bulk know how tough it is. I thought our supporters in the last 20 minutes against Preston, after watching a poor performance from both teams, a game that became a non-event really, and I think when we had a go and we played with a bit of spark, our supporters with a full voice again, and that was nice to hear, because we're going to need them. We need them at 1-0 down, we need them at 2-0 down. I listened to the Queen's Park Rangers support at Molyneux. They're 2-0 down and they're singing their hearts out for the team. Singing their hearts out for the team. And they've been in the Premier League last year. And that's the support that we've had for 3 years here. And we need that to continue. And they've been fantastic for us.
Final word on the transfer marketing in regards to yourselves. Are you any closer to doing any business today?
Well, we were close yesterday and we're not close today. So that probably tells you that someone's going somewhere else. These things happen. You know, we have to understand that in every league there's a pecking order. If you're a player in a higher level or at a bigger club in the championship, there's a pecking order of where you'd wish to go and deploy your football, and we have to respect that. We don't like it, but we have to respect it.
Does it gall you, though, that you can work hard to bring a player in and ultimately, because of the kind of money in this division, that you're always competing against bigger budgets, perhaps?
Yeah, listen, it galls me when I see the likes of Jack Hunt want to come here but can't come here. So, you know, it galls me in a lot of areas. You know, James Tavernier wanted to come here but couldn't come here. So I could literally you with names that's the case of. But there's no point me coming out in the media and speaking about these players and names and that, because they're proud young men that have to go and look after what's best for them and their families. And Steve Evans has always been the first to say, I totally respect it. That's why players are coming to play for me.
Thanks, Steve.